What happens when your front tooth just doesn't erupt like it should? Today we're talking about how orthodontists deal with one of the trickiest cases, unerupted maxillary central incisors. We'll go over why it happens, how it's treated, and what makes these cases so unique to manage successfully. Let's get started. When a child's upper front tooth doesn't erupt on time, parents often sense that something is wrong. The missing maxillary central incisor is more than an orthodontic issue. It is a problem with deep emotional and social consequences. In 2008, Fleming and colleagues published an excellent clinical review on how we should diagnose and manage these cases. The message is still entirely relevant today. Normally, the central incisor erupts at 6 to 7 years. If one side erupts and the other doesn't within 6 months, or if the lateral incisor comes through first, you should suspect impaction and take a radiograph. The commonest reason is a supernumerary tooth, especially the large tubercular type that sits palatally and blocks eruption. Other causes include dilacerations, odontomes, retained or prematurely lost primary incisors, and occasionally systemic syndromes like cleidocranial dysplasia or Gardner syndrome. The first step is always to remove the obstruction and maintain space. In many children, that's enough. Up to 90% of impacted incisors will erupt spontaneously within 18 months after the blockage is removed. If the tooth remains static, we consider surgical exposure, ideally using a closed eruption technique to preserve attached gingiva and minimize recession. In the clinical cases described, fixed appliances, a simple 2x4 configuration, were used to guide alignment. Gold chains, light nitty wires, and precise control of force direction are key to achieving gentle, controlled eruption without soft tissue problems. The real value of this paper lies in its pragmatic approach. Diagnose early, act conservatively, and intervene surgically only when necessary. The psychosocial impact of a missing front tooth is immense, and restoring that central incisor can transform a child's confidence as much as their smile. So, the takeaway is simple. Careful observation of eruption symmetry in the mixed dentition, timely radiographs, and an understanding of eruption biology will save our patients unnecessary distress and our clinics much complexity later on. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.